Je remercie.
I thank the Ambassador of Germany. Excellencies, I see no requests for the floor, which means we've come to the end of our meeting today. I would like to thank you once more for your participation and all your support shown throughout the French presidency. This meeting is the last under our presidency, and I would like to take the opportunity to thank the presidents of the P6 Plus 2 for our coordination. That coordination has allowed us to craft a comprehensive, balanced program of work throughout the year to cover all of the items on the conference's agenda without duplication. I would like, of course, to thank the Secretariat of the conference for their valuable assistance in organizing the meetings, as well as I'd like to thank the interpreters who have helped multilingualism in our conference live. And France is particularly committed and attached to the subject of multilingualism. Also, I want to thank UNIDIR for their participation in a number of panels, providing its expertise on the one hand, and more generally, I want to thank all the panelists who have spoken during these last 3 weeks for 6 thematic debates. Given the absence of a programme of work within the CD, I am well aware that we are in an environment that falls short of the expectations that people have in us. We have not been able to make progress due to a lack of consensus on certain important issues. This has been mentioned at this meeting, such as important issues such as that those of observer states. But we can once again raise the subject during the informal retreat on the 22nd and 23rd of June. With respect to the last month, I'd like to thank you for the constructive debates that we've had and perhaps to draw your attention to a certain number of points. First of all, the first thematic debate on education and research in the field of disarmament, I believe, highlighted the importance of establishing and maintaining research networks, in particular involving young researchers, to develop a strategic culture and to enable sharing in a broader framework. It also highlighted the need to ensure inclusivity of research programs by bringing on board all states who wish to participate in them through international cooperation and development. Then we debated two big topics for a positive nuclear disarmament agenda, which has been discussed since the start of our conference and which is of particular importance given the current strategic context. Meetings devoted to transparency of doctrines and nuclear arsenals highlighted the crucial importance of tangible transparency measures to foster confidence, taking into account the strategic nature of certain information. The meetings regarding the FMCT with regards to nuclear weapons allowed delegations to speak about potential negotiations of a future treaty, which has been subject to a technical preparatory work within our conference. Today's meeting finally allowed us to debate the crucial problem of revitalizing our conference with the valuable support of the work of UNIDIR that's been carried out over the last few months. The avenues that we explored today we can go into greater depth into them and can hopefully launch a new impetus, that is, if that is what you wish. These proposals can serve as a solid basis to allow our conference to function in an improved fashion when the international context so allows. Therefore, I welcome the efforts made during our presidency. I'm pleased they weren't in vain. Between ambition and realism is a message of confidence in the future that we must try to convey collectively. I thank you.
Je vois que le
I see that the representative of the Russian Federation would like to take the floor. You have the floor, sir.